Welcome to this special spin-off audio program of a satellite CME symposium held at the December 2017 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with two of the faculty members who participated in our symposium, Drs. Kim Blackwell and Joyce O'Shaughnessy, to discuss the cases that were presented by a community oncology-based panel, as well as challenging questions and cases that were either emailed in or submitted by clinicians in attendance by way of our network iPads. To begin, I met with Dr. Blackwell from the Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, and she commented on a case submitted by Dr. Sulfi Ibrahim from Portland, Indiana.
This is a young 50-year-old who, unfortunately, and we see this a lot, presented with breast cancer that was estrogen receptor positive and HER2-driven or HER2-positive, and unfortunately, on routine staging studies, had isolated liver metastases. The good news is what we frequently see is that she received TCHP, docetaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab, had a good response both on CT of her distant mets and in the breast, and went on to have definitive local regional surgery, so breast surgery, and there was no cancer left. The CT liver lesion showed a great response, and she has done well, according to the case description, for close to 5 years on endocrine therapy, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab. And the question that many of us face, and I can tell you what usually happens in my practice, is do we continue the HER2-targeted agents given by everything we can tell there was a complete pathologic response in the breast, there's no disease left in her liver, and so it becomes this patient's been coming every 3 weeks to get these two agents, IV and on endocrine therapy, could we stop the anti-HER2 strategies? I do discuss stopping the agents with my patient, but overwhelmingly the patients are like, why would we stop them? That's just the practical. Then they ask me, what's the harm in continuing? And I have to honestly say, we don't know of any harm other than the harms we discussed several years ago, which is the risk of cardiac toxicity. Many of these women, by the time they get through 2 years of pertuzumab, know how to deal with the diarrhea. In my experience, if you ask a patient, are you having any diarrhea on the drug, they'll say yes. Most of them underestimate how much diarrhea they're having because they know the drugs are helping them. I actually had a patient come into clinic yesterday, severely dehydrated from the diarrhea. And when I asked her, how much diarrhea are you having? She said, oh, a couple here, a couple there. But she had driven her potassium down to 2.6 and was orthostatic to beat the band. So I knew that she was having more diarrhea than here or there. In these patients who have been on the pertuzumab for a long time, I think they know how to manage it. I have patients who just get up every morning and take one Imodium and they're fine. They have a normal bowel movement. We don't really mess around with it. We do what we need to do to control it. So in this patient, I would recommend a discussion about you've been on it for a long time. We don't know what the long-term risks are. We don't know what the long-term benefits are. And then I let the patients help me decide what the best thing is for them to do. And I have to say, overwhelmingly, the patients elect to stay on the HER2-targeted agents.